Mark chapter 14. And after 2 days was the feast of Passover, and of unleavened bread. And the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might take him by craft and put him to death. But they said, "Not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar of the people." And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at table, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. And she broke the box and poured it upon his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, "Why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor." And they murmured against her. And Yahshua said, "Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She's wrought a good work on me. For you have the poor with you always, and whensoever you will, you may do to them good. But you do not always have me with you. She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Truly I say to you, wheresoever this good news shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she has done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her." And Judah Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priests to betray him to them. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money. And he sought how he might conveniently betray him. And before the day of unleavened bread, when they were desirous to kill the Passover, his disciples said to him, "Where will you that we go and prepare that you may eat the Passover?" And he sent forth 2 of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and there you shall meet a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him. And wheresoever he shall go in, say you to the goodman of the house, 'The teacher says, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room furnished and prepared. There, make ready for us." And his disciples went forth and came to the city and found as he had said to them, and they made ready the Passover. And in the evening he comes with the 12. And as they sat and did eat, Yahshua said, "Truly I say to you, one of you which eats with me shall betray me." And they began to be sorrowful, and to say to him one by one, "Is it I?" And others said, "Is it me?" And he answered and said to them, "It is one of the 12 that dips with me in the ditch." And the Son of Man indeed goes, as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Good would it be for that man if he had never been born. And as they did eat, Yahshua took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Truly I say to you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of Yahweh." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. And Yahshua said to them, "All you shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. But after that I am risen, I will go before you into Galilee." But Peter said to him, "Although all shall be offended, yet I will not." And Yahshua said to him, "Truly I say to you that this day, even in this night, before the cock crows twice, you shall deny me 3 times. But he spoke the more vehemently, "If I should die with you, I will not deny you in any way." Likewise also said they all. And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, "Sit here, while I shall pray." And he takes with him Peter and Jacob and John, and began to be sore amazed and to be very heavy. He said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful to death. Stay here and watch." And he went away a little and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible to you. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will." And he comes and finds them sleeping, and said to Peter, "Simon, do you sleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak." And he went away and prayed and spoke the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. Neither knew they what to answer him. And he comes the third time and said to them, Sleep on now and take your rest. It is enough. The hour is come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise up, let us go. He that betrays me is here. And immediately, while he yet spoke, comes Judah, one of the 12, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. And he that betrayed him had given them a token, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Take him and lead him away safely. And as soon as he was come, he goes straight away to him and says, Teacher, teacher, and kissed him. And they laid their hands upon him and took him. And one of them that stood by drew a sword and smote a servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Yeshua answered and said to them, Are you come out as against a thief with swords and with staves to take me? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and you did not take me. But the scriptures must be fulfilled. And they all forsook him and fled. And there followed him a certain young man, having a linen cloth cast about his body. And the young men laid hold on him, and he left the linen cloth and fled from them naked. And they led Yahshua away to the high priest, and with him were assembled all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes. And Peter followed him from afar, even to the palace of the high priest, and he sat with the servants and warmed himself at the fire. And the chief priests and all the council sought for witness against Yahshua to put him to death, and did not find any. But many bore false witness against him. But their witness did not agree with one another. And there arose certain and bore false witness against him, saying, We heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another made without hands. But neither so did their witness agree together. And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Yahshua, saying, Do you not answer anything? What is it which these witness have against you? But he held his peace and answered nothing. Again the high priest asked him and said to him, Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed? And Yahshua said, I am, and you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest rent his clothes and said, What need do we have for any further witnesses? You've heard the blasphemy. What do you think? And they all condemned him to be guilty of death, and some began to spit on him and to cover his face and to beat him and to say to him, Prophesy! And the servants did strike him with the palms of their hands. And as Peter was beneath in the palace, there comes one of the maids of the high priest, and when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked on at him and said, You also were with Yahshua of Nazareth. But he denied, saying, I don't know anything, neither do I understand what you are saying. And he went out under the porch, and the cock crowed. And a maid saw him again, and began to say to them that stood by, This is one of them. And he denied it again. And a little after, they that stood by said again to Peter, Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean, and your speech agrees with what they say. But he began to curse and to swear, saying, I do not know this man of whom you speak. And the second time the cock crowed, and Peter called to mind the word that Yahshua said to him, Before the cock crows twice, you shall deny me 3 times. And when he thought about this, he wept. End of chapter 1.